Thank you for the dono. Hello, everyone. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy 8. This is a Friday night special, a one-shot special, if you will, where me and the boys, we are going to be covering the most three recent episodes of Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush. That being, of course, episode 122, which saw Udius take on the Lug. Episode 123, which saw Fukumara take on Sabuis. And episode 124, which saw Go Ayuna take on Asaka. My friends, thank you for joining me late on this Friday evening. Very, very, very late. Dredge, how you doing tonight, man?
Doing good, man. Excited to be here.
Good. Caliber, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, we got our wish at the beginning of this week. We've all been patiently waiting for the episodes to come out.
Yeah,
birthday gift, absolutely.
Well.
And six episodes came out, and rather than do them all in one episode, because I felt that would have been way too much and we would have missed a lot and it wouldn't have been fair to those episodes,
agreed.
I said, let's do three. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just do three Friday night.
Why not?
Late night. So yeah. Nick T is at a wedding. Pete not able to join us, but obviously they'll be back next Wednesday, and we're caught up. 125 airs tomorrow, so we are fully caught up now. First time we've been caught up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I am very, very excited to discuss these three episodes with you guys. And then, of course, I do not know anything regarding the summaries for 125, 26, or 27, so we will definitely get to that as well.
Sweet.
Which is very exciting. But, I mean, let's just jump right in because it's late, but we got a lot to talk about. And it's Friday night. Did anybody bring any alcohol?
I drank alcohol earlier, but like that was like 3 hours ago.
So I was really worried you were going to say I drank alcohol on the way here.
No, like 3 hours ago. Okay, I'm not Nick T. Come on. So Nicole actually, we watched the first Harry Potter movies. We watch the Harry Potter movies every fall season. So
that.
We actually watched the first one, and she made butterbeer. It's vanilla vodka, butterscotch schnapps, cream soda. And then she actually makes using heavy whipping cream, makes like the actual foam. When
wow.
I tell you it's like the sweet, it's like you would drink it, you'd have one or two, and you'd be plastered.
Now, yeah. That's what they serve at Universal?
I don't know
in Universal doesn't have alcohol in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Because I've seen a lot of young kids drinking it.
Well, there is it's an alcoholic version, like an alcoholic recipe, dude. They're not going to serve the kids the
I didn't know if there was an exclusion that Universal had that maybe allowed them to serve to...
So,
because it was butterbeer?
Correct.
And it was magic.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct. So that's why I was asking you.
I'm not a Universal expert, so I can't fully attest to that.
So anyway, 122, I think it's probably fair to start there.
Yep.
Udius versus the Lug. Obviously, Epoch was very heavily featured in this episode. They're still searching for Dimamu. Do you guys want to go to that episode? Do you want to say what you thought of these three kind of generally speaking, and then we can specifically dive in?
I mean, it's up to you. Do you want to go one by one? Do you want to? How do you want to do? What do you feel?
I feel like every time we try to go one by one, we end up leaking into the next episode.
You know what I want to do? I want to very quickly get a vibe of how you felt for these three episodes. I think we all kind of enjoyed 119 to 121.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I want to know how you guys felt about these next three, 122 to 124. I've got no problem starting.
Yeah.
I thought once again, very enjoyable episodes. I think the Dark Men continue to get more interesting, not in a scary, threatening, villainous way, but more interesting in a weird, mysterious way. Something happened in 123 that, you know, we'll discuss, and I have a lot to say about that. I have a pretty big theory that I want to, propose
excited.
With all
very
of you guys.
Excited. When you have a big theory,
yeah,
it's
going to
be good.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
it's going to be good.
It's a pretty big one. So, you know, we'll get into that with 123. And then 124, again, you have who's right, who's wrong, or is anyone right? Is anyone wrong? And Go Ayuna seeing through, you know, Asaka, and Asaka getting kind of exposed, not only from a dueling perspective of losing to Yuna, but of course from a perspective of what her true goals were the entire time, which is, you know, kind of crazy. And she didn't deny it. And there was evidence right there on the table behind her that I think Yuna was spot on with her assessment. But man, Yuga and Otis have caused a lot of pain for a lot of these characters. And I have a feeling that is not going to stop anytime soon. And, you know, we'll get into that. 122, I thought, was probably my least favorite of the three. It was very nice seeing Udius duel again. I thought Udius, as always, was fine in the episode. He was very enjoyable. And I thought him getting through to Epoch and the Lug was very cool. Uh-huh. Also loved the Easter eggs that episode gave us, where the Lug, it looked like, drew the first page of, like the Seven Roads book. With the path and the circle, which is supposed to be the moon.
I couldn't.
I've got to pull it up. I didn't pull it up from Sevens. But I mean, that was absolutely absurd. Yeah. And then at the end, he shows his finished copy that he's going to submit, and it's Tiger and the Loop Man.
I actually rewinded back to that. That was pretty cool. The other one is, I mean, it's a little, but he used polymerization, whereas he used fusion, which I thought was, oh, they used the original, you know, fusion card.
And we are seeing more fusion cards that allow you to fuse from the grave.
That was
instead of the field. I think when fusions first came, it made sense that the monsters had to be on the field. Mm-hmm. Now, as fusions have evolved, as we see with Yu-Gi-Oh! Card games, now the fusions need to get a little more powerful. Yeah. And hey, you don't just need to use monsters on the field. You can use them in the hand, in the grave if you want. So I like that we're seeing a variety of different mechanics in terms of utilizing fusion. I thought that was really cool. But overall, I think there's a lot to talk about here from these three episodes, especially 23 and 24. Cal, your thoughts on these three?
I thought as a whole they were good, all three. Probably in the same boat as you. I think I liked 124 better than 123 and liked 123 better than 122. But with 122, you did speak a lot on it. But I love that both of them had like the triple fusion where they fused three cards.
Yes.
And he had like the Tri-Dragius card and then the three separate Rhinex all fused together for, what was it, Buster, I think was the name of it.
All I thought was like a Buster Blade or I
thought that was really, really cool because, like, I don't know how much we've seen them, but, like, I don't know if we've seen the Dragius yet. I know we've seen the double.
Yeah.
It gave me a lot of, like, the Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon. Yeah. That's what it gave me that
vibe. That's what it's going for.
Yeah, of course. It's 100%. Like, it was the card, the 3-headed dragon. 4,200, close to 4,500.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. So that part of that episode I did enjoy, and seeing Udius win a duel is always nice. Yeah. Epoch obviously played a big role in the episode, screaming and breaking through the ice.
That was a good moment for
her,
actually.
It was really cool,
because we have yet to see anybody break through that ice on their own will. I think it's fitting that it's her, considering not only to show, like, her, you know, growth and passion as an individual character. She's come a long way since being in a box. But it also shows the deeper connection, I think, between Lug and between Epoch, which I like a lot.
Yeah, that was a really, really good part. And I don't know if you're done, Cal.
Just 122.
Oh, then get some. Oh, my bad. 123. Yeah. There you go.
123, I also liked. The duel, I didn't really anticipate liking this episode, I think, as much as I did once I realized who was dueling.
Fully agree.
Right? So
fully agree.
It did catch me a little off guard, but I did actually end up enjoying the duel a lot. They brought a lot to the table. They kept saying, like, what else are you hiding in there? As, like, Fukumara kept doing different things. So I thought that was really cool. There's the whole weird Zayat Yuhi relationship starting to brew, like the end of 122 into 123. I thought that was interesting. And then when he actually sees the soy sauce rise after Sibuis wins the duel, and Yumu obviously walks in and explains it's the dark matter, and that's what she's going to use with Monster Reborn. I thought that was a really cool scene because, like, she
to
just
become the perfect Otis.
Yeah, and she just, like, literally slides right into the room, right? Just from the shadow, and she's like, oh, you want to know what that is? And she's like, I might as well tell you, because she in her head already knew that they were on their way to getting what they needed.
I think it's also she doesn't believe that Yuhi's going to stop her.
I don't think she thinks Yuhi's capable of stopping
her. Correct. Yeah. And you know, if Yuhi does stop her, I think it's going to be the form it's going to be in my opinion, is going to be carrying on her goals and maybe stealing Otis from her. Mm-hmm. We now see in 124, right? Asaka was trying to sweep the rug out from under her and become Otis. So, like, There are other people here that are, you know, Yumu's not going to be Otis. I'm 100% sure.
Well, even
100% sure.
Even to just bounce right off that into 124, when Zaya and Yuhi are, like, sitting on that bench talking, and she explains to Yuhi that, you know, you're also that absolute one because you're Yumu's twin, he's like, really, me? Like, doesn't even realize, like, what's the difference, right? Like, why can't he be capable? So when you say, you know, other people might want to be Otis, I feel like that put it in his head right there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Maybe I'm destined for this and not her.
They're foreshadowing
like,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do believe
so that. So that was another thing that jumped into one, like, right at the beginning, basically, of 124 that I thought was really, like, a really cool way to start off the episode. And then, obviously, I thought the duel was good. Go High Yuna being back in the fold for a little bit is nice.
It was good,
like,
to see her.
We haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, good to see her.
Still a formidable duelist, taking down Asaka.
I mean, she's in the conversation for best girl character in all of Yu-Gi-Oh! I still believe
that.
Yeah,
I mean, and she's playing her part really well. She gets Dimamu, gets Monster Reborn. Like, everything that she's seeking out to do right now, she's getting done.
I want, there's such a part of me, I want to see her and Yuumu, like, fail in their goals. And I think that is a really good sign of a well-written, I don't want to say villain or antagonist, but an opposing force.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just can't agree with the thought of, like, sacrificing so much for a distant relative, throwing away your immediate family, throwing away your friend. Like, there's just, but I mean, again, you know, I know if Pete was here, he'd argue the other side, and there's an argument you can have there. And I think that's what makes it such a fascinating, compelling argument. But I think what Asaka said, I fully agree with her, even though she said it almost from insincerity, because she's trying to do, you know, the opposite of what she said, where she said, Yuga wouldn't want any of this.
Yeah.
He wouldn't want us trying to fix our lives so that we lived predeterminedly just to make his future correct.
Yeah.
Like, life should be more beautiful than that.
Yeah.
And she's absolutely right. It should be more natural and free-flowing. Mm-hmm. But then again, it shows the hypocrisy of Asaka. Asaka, I always say her name wrong. Because she, the whole time, in her mind, wanted to become Otis.
Yeah.
So, you know, it shows the hypocrisy.
And also, it's implied and basically confirmed that she built Yuga's helmet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She had the whole design there and everything on the table.
I thought she was also trying to design, like, the Otis mask.
The one for herself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but, like, when it shows the picture of the mask and then, like, her, like, having the building stuff there, to me it was like, oh, I've built one of these before, I can build another one.
Yeah,
that was like the vibe I got from it.
100%.
But yeah, Judge, I'll let you go because I could keep talking. So
yeah. Oh, okay. 122. As Dylan and Cal both talked, they had a little good throwbacks in there. I was doing other things while I watched 122, and I was just like, yeah, I don't like, I just wasn't, didn't it, did, other than like the cool little like tidbits. I do remember the end of 122. I don't think anyone's mentioned it, but I think I mentioned it pre-stream. Just that, I think it was when Zayat and Yuhi are kind of hanging out, and behind the door you see Yuumu, and it kind of is panned out on her, and she just looks like she's really thinking, and it's like all these, just everything's coming in back to her in this moment. She's really thinking. So I took a lot from that. Mm-hmm. So I really like that scene. 123.
Can I talk about that scene really quick with you?
Yeah.
I felt like it was Yuumu almost being human and feeling bad about how the Dark Men were complaining. Because Yuhi was,
I mean,
like, talking to Zayat, and then, like, he's like, oh, like, no, I actually enjoy the complaints. And then, like, she clearly could hear them, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, they're laughing about it and having a good time. And I feel like Yumu's like, I'm going to miss that kind of stuff when I become Otis.
It's like if you ever, like, been hanging out with somebody, you hang on somebody, and they go away, and all of a sudden you overhear a conversation with them, right? And maybe it's not the most negative, but it's, like, something about you and, like, something you did or something. And you just kind of you sit on that for a minute. That's kind of where I got the vibe.
The deep sigh. Like,
she's really thinking about it. And as you said, you really furthered it, is when she becomes Otis, she won't remember anything.
She won't have those types of moments.
Not even all, like, you know, with all her determination, you know, all her planning, all this hard work, she won't remember. Yeah. Right? Like, that's the argument. She's wiping everything she's doing. She's going to wipe it all away. Right?
Yeah.
And I know you're smiling, you're smirking because you don't think it's going to be you who does that. And we are in most agreeance with you. But even then, yeah, Cal, you make a good point. Definitely, like, thinking about, like, all these things, like, they're all hitting her, right? It's finally, maybe it's finally hitting her, like, wow, can I do this?
Because those conversations where they're laughing and having a good time, is she going to have that kind of life as Otis?
No.
Of course not.
So, like, all this happiness that she's seeing outside of the darkness that she's literally built, she's trying to just almost push it away herself so that when the memories come, it's not as bad.
Yep, that's what she's trying to do, but it's hard. Like, she's basically trying to remove human emotion from it, and it's until she has. That's why I think part of it too, right? Is she's she needs she like you've seen her urgency increase from Monster Reborn. Yeah. Right? Like all the characters were having the soy sauce on breakfast on the mochi.
And she yells,
when you're done with that, go find a matcha. Yeah. Like she's I think she's starting to waver.
Yeah.
She's realizing I need matcha. I need my memories wiped, because the more I experience life, the more I experience these things, it's going to make this decision even harder.
Mm. Yeah.
And it ultimately leading to her probably not becoming Otis. It just depends
who
takes over that mantle.
If any of them do. There's very much a reality where the Otis and Sevens was not any of these characters.
Well, that's the thing,
right?
I mean, you could argue that people are arguing now that with these episodes, it's more likely it is the same timeline. People are arguing it's not. So is it the same unit?
I still think it's the same timeline.
Yeah. People are arguing that it's not. So I don't know. That's for them to argue. I don't get into those debates. But yeah, so when the 123, I don't like Sibuis or Fukumura, so that hurt my.
Did this episode help you at all? Like them a little more? I like Sibuis
a little better. Yeah. Fukumura, I still.
Well, I what's your opinion on Zayat? Has she grown on you?
Zayat, I know why you're asking.
Because I like her.
She's getting better.
She's getting better. Okay. Yeah, she's getting better.
I always felt she had the most potential.
I don't know how you pulled that out of the hat, because none of them had. I mean, Mama had none. Mama had no potential.
No.
Sibuis had a tiny
bit.
He's
done nothing, by the way. Thank God.
He's
awful. Mama.
I think they realized, that's a weird bit. We got to stop with that bit. You know, we can't do that bit anymore.
I'm not your mommy.
But agreed. Zayat has gotten better. Even Zayat's interaction with Yuhi. Zayat's interacting more. Yeah. Zayat has more emotion.
Starting to wonder about, the dark matters, the dark
and
meisters.
Questioning dark meister.
I feel like Zayat's being very human.
Yeah.
Zayat's starting to actually be Zayat used to be this shy, but now she's it's still there, right?
Well,
still
something happened to her in that duel against Rovian, right?
I mean,
even Fukumura and Udius.
And with Sibuis in 123, he has this awakening.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all getting
and
it.
And then pulls the Zuijo monster or whatever.
Right? Yeah, they love that Zuijo monster, man. But 123, the duel, Sibuis got better, but just for that, I was I mean, again, it's 122 through 124 all progressed the plot, but I definitely was, as you all said, 124 was the best, and 123 went 122. 124 I thought was really good. Great. Again, I like both those guys, Yuna and Asaka. Mm-hmm. Both are great characters. Seeing Yuna get back in the fold was nice. The duel was cool. And just the back and forth, Yuna calling out Asaka on that, and saying Asaka, and you wrote this down. Yuna and Asaka both arguably love Yuga.
Yeah,
you mentioned that too earlier before we went live.
They both got feelings for him.
You know what's so ridiculous about that?
This is
they're willing to do this, right? To become Otis, or maybe Yuna, not so much. We don't know. If Yuna has never said that she wants to become Otis.
Yeah.
But we know that at least Asaka's plans was to become Otis. They're willing. Let's just assume Yuna, maybe that's her end goal.
Yeah.
They want to do that. I mean, Yuga hates Otis.
Yes.
Hates Otis.
But.
So they're going to do all that to just give him a happy.
So here's the thing, though.
The ultimate sacrifice.
Yuga used to hate Otis, right? Arguably, I would say once he's entered this show, at least the last, 70, 50 episodes, everything he's done is to become. So it's right? So you don't like somebody, right? But in real life, right? But then you understand why they're doing what they're doing, right? You understand, okay, I don't like this person, but now that I'm in a different perspective, it's a different timeline. I'm seeing it happen.
But hang on, did we ever find out why Otis did what he did?
We didn't. I don't know. But maybe. But wouldn't it be the most Yu-Gi-Oh thing that Yuga knows why? And now understands it, and that's
why.
Well,
he did say at the end of episode 92, right? Otis said, "Oh, so you claim to understand me, or you?" So
yeah,
maybe
Yuga does. But yeah, Yuga's chained. You're 100%. Yuga hated it. He was blatantly, but I think now that things are changing. There are some you could argue this. There's some people in this world you don't like, but they're necessary, right?
Yeah.
I'd make that argument.
Sure.
You don't have to agree. You don't have to agree.
No, I agree.
I don't take it where I think you want to go with it, but it's the truth. There are people that are just necessary, right?
Yeah.
They do things that a perfect example. Well, not perfect, but good example. Walking Dead. I think Rick Grimes is the best character, right? I just do, because he makes all the decisions he makes, whether you like them or not. He there's a purpose behind it, right? People die. When you're in charge, when you're a leader, you're not gonna, again, this is a kid show, I sure shouldn't go too crazy, but you're not gonna make everybody happy.
Yeah,
right? No. It's just not possible, right? So what Yuga's, I think, realize now is maybe Otis, as crazy as he is, and isn't he has a goal that I can relate to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, it's just interesting to see, when Yuga comes back eventually, because we kind of need him to come back at some point, right? We only have...
I'm sure.
How many episodes we got left, Dill?
Of this arc, we have four, yes. And then you would imagine after that, 26. Yeah. You would imagine we're in probably the final 30 episodes.
Yeah. I still think he comes back in the last arc.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're going to do with it. I hope it's sooner than that. Holy, I really hope.
It really is starting to dawn on me now, this discussion about Yuga returning.
Yeah.
Like, we're at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How long has he been gone? What episode did he leave?
He left in the 90s. Yeah. I want to say late 90s. Yeah, so
he's only been gone about 30 episodes.
There's some people out there that think he safely made it home. He's not going to come back. Yes. Some people believe that. I mean, and they could be right.
Yu-Gi-Oh! 9, the story of Otis.
No.
Some people are going to believe what they want to believe. But yeah, 124 was great. Building the plot. You know, our villains finally have Monster Reborn. So the threat truthfully is real. Where we go from here is interesting, right? You know, that Yumu has what she wants. What is she going to do with it? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, what is she going to become Otis, you know, next episode? You'd presume there's going to be a little time in between. There's going to be some stuff there. But yeah, overall, again, I think all the episodes, you know, barring 122, I didn't like. Other than the little tidbits, I thought they're all good. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
Do you want to hear my crazy theory?
You know I do.
Theory time.
You know
I have a couple crazy theories in my head, but I'll let you go first.
Maybe they're the same.
Could be.
Is
your theory about Otis?
No.
Okay.
The odds that you have the same theory are more like the meteors need to hit each other.
I believe. Here's my theory. Ready
I'm
for this?
Ready.
Chad, are you ready for this
wait,
late?
Let me sit down.
Okay, late Friday night theory.
This can't be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
123, mm-hmm. Sabuis is spoken to by this unknown presence about waking up, gaining wisdom.
Yeah.
I believe that character is the eye that we saw multiple times. Remember when Zuijo first woke up, there was this giant eye staring at him. And I believe that is going to be the final villain of Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush, whoever that character is.
That's actually not that bad.
Right. A lot of us thought, well, it's just like maybe it's there for, you know, to show the all-seeing eye and maybe it doesn't have a deeper meaning. But now with this weirdness of we had it with Zayat where she had this awakening and now we see it with Sabuis, where we didn't see it with Zayat, we didn't see it with Fukumura, where Sabuis is in this weird space and this unknown voice speaks to him and all of a sudden it clicks and he wakes up. The all-knowing eye, full of wisdom, full of teaching.
Who is the unknown? Is it a character we've met or not?
I lean towards no.
Really?
I lean towards no.
So how are we going to clear up the Otis storyline?
That's going to be just running simultaneously with it.
See, that's where I lose you. Like that, you can't. I don't think you can do that. I think that would take away from your final villain, right? I think.
I don't know.
Now, again, if Otis, the creator, and the final villain, you know, this eye, or they could be one and the same, but would you be okay if they were one and the same or no? Would you not like that? If, like, the eye was actually just Otis or the creator in that moment.
I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with that.
I think that
What do you make of it?
Now that you bring it up, it's a very interesting point. I'd lean, though, it's not someone. I think it takes away if it's someone new.
Well, forget the someone new part. What do you make of that eye that we saw?
It's
this weird voice and character speaking to Sabuis. Do you think there might not even be connected?
No, I think you make a really good. You make the connection make sense, right? Like it's this. You see this eye, and then there's this voice. Like it almost like they're giving you little clues, mm-hmm. and you put the pieces together.
And they love doing that. The show.
They do like doing that. Yeah. It's definitely plausible. Like, if for once, it's not one of those theories where I'm like, wow, you're crazy. You said it, and I go, wait, that's okay.
And that's rare, Chad. That's very rare.
I usually don't agree with them.
Yeah, that's very rare.
That makes sense, and it would be cool. I'd be okay with that. Like, you know, the creator, Otis, whoever it is, the eye talking to the, you know, having them have this awakening, right? You know, because the Dark Men are young, right? And they're not going to learn, not have time to learn. So almost the eye needs to enlighten them so they can, you know, realize what's actually going on.
Well, remember, Otis used, I know it's not the same archetype, but Otis used these dark cards. Mm-hmm. And then we have the dark matter. I know it's different, but like there are similar plays on the word.
You don't even need that for your theory to have hold, though, right? You don't even need that information. Just the information of like, where is Otis? You know, who is he the creator? Is it an alternate Otis the creator?
And
then this eye enlightening people. Mm-hmm. Or, approach the end of the show. We need to wrap everything up. So it really is just if you had told me this at episode 80, I'd be like, you're out of here. Like, when the first time we said it and you said, no, that's going to be the final, I'd be like, what are you
talking about? Oh, that eye, yeah.
Yeah, the original, I don't know what episode we first saw.
I think it was when Zuijo woke up. So probably 104, 105.
Yeah, so even if you told me 10, I wouldn't have believed you at that point because it's like, I don't know.
I think that's going to be big.
But now that where we are,
Remember when they first showed the final boss of Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds? Remember, yes. Sherry and you say we're in this weird world, and then you just see the eye.
Yeah.
It reminded me a little bit of that. Okay, that character would end up going on to be the final villain of 5Ds.
Yes.
And.
Yeah.
Oh, I just lost my train of thought.
Was it on 5Ds?
No. I just got it back.
Is it another show?
I still am of the belief, and I just believe this.
You're going to die on the hill. Okay.
That Uamu was taken by a higher force. Uamu was not just swept away randomly by this dark matter wind
react,
like she
though.
Believes.
That's the more thing.
You can forget that.
Okay, good. But make sure you were done on that. Okay.
You can forget that part.
Okay, fair.
Not going to argue that tonight with you.
I can argue it ever again.
I just think that it's way too much of a coincidence for that to have just happened. And I think that could also tie into the eye setting all of this in motion for whatever reason.
I could see what you're saying, but I don't fully agree because you're saying it's too much of a coincidence. I don't think it was. Uamu had just spent time with Yuga. Almost had got those memories.
But the thing that swept her away.
Yeah, but you want to say it's a higher power, yes. But I still think, like, even without the higher power, like, she was going to go down this path because of what she experienced.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
But the dark matter getting involved.
It's interesting. How like, we still don't know. We it's funny. We almost, like, don't care because we're progressing the show. We got to ask more questions about, like, how did that happen? Like, how did it just create, right?
Right.
Who can create stuff? The creator.
Of course.
Right? Of course. We're really letting that go. We're like, I'll figure it out.
Well, I think we overlooked the eye a little too much. I pointed out that it was weird. I think a lot of us agreed with
it. I think Pete had said it was weird.
And a lot of people in chat thought the same. And there were people that said, oh, it's probably just symbolism. But it's a weird symbolism. This giant eye staring right at you. And it happened to another character. I don't remember if it was UDS, but it definitely happened to another. That eye's appeared. It was Yuhi, I think.
Was it Yuhi?
That giant eye I know has appeared at least twice. And it was Zuijo, and I think it was Yuhi. And I just think, and now with this weird character talking to Sabuis, I think there's something there, man. I really do.
It's possible.
Yeah, I really do. What do you think, Cal?
I was just letting you guys run.
What does chat think? What does chat think?
Chat said Cal hit him. No. A lot of people actually said rare Dill W. A couple people said Dylan being rational. It's the end of the world.
Some people are trying to say that it's like their own voice is talking to them.
Oh, that they said it was Sabuis's voice.
Yeah, it sounded like his voice.
But even then, like your voice inside, you always sound.
Can I say one thing about that? I feel like Sabuis' voice slightly changed after he came back.
It definitely
did.
Like,
it definitely wasn't the same. Like, he was almost a different person. When I first heard it, I literally thought it was Zuijo talking to him. I had to rewind and listen to it again. I thought, like, oh, that has to be Zuijo. Just when I heard the voice, like, it kind of, because he, like, likes Zuijo, right? Like, he was trying to be like him, like, when he was dueling and speak like him. So, like, the tone of voice was very similar to that.
Very Zuijo-like.
The eye thing is interesting. I do think it's funny because this episode, for whatever reason, I was so focused on Goha Yuna's eyes for some reason. I just felt like they made them pop on the screen the whole episode. And I felt like the big eye on the thing was always green. Unless I'm making a mistake, the big eye that shows up, was it green or maybe it was in black and white?
I usually don't do this, but it's a Friday night stream for the people watching late. I'm going to try to pull it up. I'm going to try to pull up the eye.
Because for some reason, for me, I feel like I could be remembering it wrong, and it could have just been in, like, black and white or, like, very little, like, dark color. But for whatever reason, the green eye stood out to me. Jeremy Fenn said it's in black and white, so it's probably right. But for whatever, I felt like they kept showing, like, Yuna's eyes when, and I didn't really think about this now until you brought up the big eye thing, and it kind of jumped back into my head. But
it's God from FMAB.
I don't hate your theory on it being the final villain, and I also don't think the final villain is going to be Otis.
Okay,
I would be inclined to believe that as well,
because I think Otis is going to be someone has to end up becoming Otis here, is my theory on it. Not that Otis is already out there.
Yeah,
like I think someone's going to become Otis from the group, and I think that.
And becoming Otis, they become the final villain.
And no, because I don't think Otis is the final villain.
That's true.
Otis could be a good guy as well.
I also, do you want to hear what my crazy theory on who Otis is at this point?
Oh, wait, he's got a theory on who Otis is.
That's why I asked you if that was yours.
No.
I think
remember when you doing the good guy Otis crap? Do you remember that?
Yeah, he was.
Well, it wasn't crap.
But no, it was.
There was credence to
it. Well, there might be credence to it.
Yeah, we don't know. If Otis ends up being you, okay.
Well,
she threw away her life to
if we keep thinking about who Otis, like what becoming Otis is, right?
Yeah.
And we keep thinking of it as this, almost like this sacrifice. You know, you're getting rid of all of your memories. And Yuumu's trying to do it for Yuga down the line, right? What about someone that lost everything and isn't able to get it back and decides to take that role because they don't have anybody left from where they're from?
No,
becoming
you're
Otis.
Udius.
Yeah, Udius.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, no, that's not that bad. I thought you were going to say the Anistar.
No.
I was like, no, please, no. Don't do it. Don't
as
do
a
it.
Sacrifice so that
yeah.
Yuhi and Yuumu stay together, right?
I think
right?
I mentioned that. A couple weeks back.
And he doesn't. I think we had a similar discussion.
Yeah,
on
definitely.
It, but just the way it starts, like playing to me is like he doesn't really have anything but Zuijo left from I can't even think of his
Velgear.
Own plan. Thank you, Velgear. And I think he wouldn't want to watch Yuumu or Yuhi go through that, like losing their memories and not having their sibling.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be so him to be like, let me do this. I want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I need to do. This was my road. This is whatever, and connects it. And
yeah, I can see it.
Boom.
To even to help protect, you know, his, like, you know, almost like best friend siblings that he's developed, you know,
and then,
with Yuhi and
Yuumu.
And
then Dylan's theory about how it could have been two different Otises in the future, right?
Yeah.
It's actually just one's Quaidul and the other one's Udius.
Well, okay, that's a little crazy, but let me say this. I also think that Udius being Otis does get over one of the largest humps that any of these human Earth characters have when becoming
thing.
Otis. The life thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is an important thing. Now,
that's
now
why there's time travel.
You also could write it that maybe that dark matter energy, the soy sauce, gives infinite life, right? Yeah. You could easily
as
write
long
that.
As you have it. Yeah.
But we know Udius is pretty much a limitless life form and can go forever and ever. And it would make sense if this is a 100-year gap. I mean, Asaka can't become Otis. She's not going to make it, man. So, like, you know, I think there is credence as well. I mean, I've said it for a few episodes now. I think I wouldn't bet money on it, but the odds that it's Udius continue to increase and increase
for
me.
That's why I brought it back up, because I feel like it's starting to make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, taking a shot in the dark with it, it's like, I could see the pieces falling into place for it, like, fairly easily.
Now, besides Otis throwing the meteor at the moon, which
beside Otis,
unfortunately,
beside Otis trying to murder
them.
People.
Well, he threw it at the moon.
That's like saying, like,
well, that's why I'm saying Quaidul, bro.
No,
he was right there.
Like Ted Bundy's murder. He was a great guy.
Up until
that
point,
that's
not what I'm saying. Up until that point, Otis was leading Yuga on a journey, right? Much, you know, and I could see Udius playing that role, and then maybe Quaidul takes over for the final duel.
No, but like Quaidul could have taken over at any point where he was doing bad things.
Yeah,
because they've already shown us that Quaidul technically can come and go, you know?
Come and go, and Udius has no control to stop
him. So, and then he maybe doesn't even know that Quaidul did this stuff by the time it's done. And then when he comes back and it's something else going on, he has no idea that he did that.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know.
It's interesting. Whenever he says that, he doesn't agree with you.
No. I've said it before. I don't know if I'd like it. For him to become
Otis. I'm not saying that I would like it, but it's leaning towards
what
that.
What character right now would you like becoming Otis?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
I don't want any of them to become Otis.
I'd be okay with it being like Zuijo.
Personally, I wish they did a better job with Otis and didn't put him in two entire shows.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I thought Zuijo in the eye scene was at the beginning of his return episode. It must have been while he was dueling. The Dark Meister, maybe?
Probably doing Dark Meister.
It's episode 109. Okay, I'm still going to scrub through it. Must have been towards the end. So I'm still scrubbing through the episode trying to get a photo of the eye. But who would you want to see become Otis?
I just said the original. I want Otis to be Otis, right? I don't think we need to someone to take over the mantle, right? Because Otis at this point isn't even a specific person alien. It's a... Oh, my God. I don't know where... It's not an experience. It's like a... It's an entity at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Otis entity of causing, you know, Rush Duels to come back to be developed in Sevens by Yuga, you know. But then they were, then Yuga comes back and makes it's, we said it on Wednesday, and I didn't give you an answer to your question. I kind of just glossed over it. Who do
tough
I want?
Question. Who do you want to become Otis? It's a tough question.
I think it really has to be Udius. Like, I don't think it can, it makes sense for Udius.
No, I
mean, you could do, I don't think Zuijo fits it. But here's my problem. We've said it. The execution of Otis is going to determine two shows.
But very, very possibly.
Arguably. You can make a really strong argument that what happens with him or whoever becomes him, if it flops or if it doesn't do well, oh, God, right? Because I just had that little, like almost flare up. Like, I'm like, yeah, I wanted Otis to be cleared up, right? Because now we're relying on this whoever's taking over Otis's mantle character to really save the end of the show and put credence in the end of Sevens, right? For Sevens and not have been like, it ended, and what happened, right?
Judge, can I use something that Dylan usually uses as an example, but he doesn't actually know what he's talking about?
Of course.
It'd be like waiting a really long time to figure out who's going to become king in Game of Thrones, and they end up giving it to Bran.
As a Game of Thrones fan, yeah.
Because I still love the show. Like,
I think it's a great show.
I still think it could have ended the same way. They could have had that season broken into two and had the war a lot longer, and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But they rushed to give it to Bran.
I don't know. I guess because again, right? Bran became, like, not to spoil, but like, small, I mean, spoiler. But Bran became this character that could see the future, could control things, kind of like Otis. Otis is controlling multiple,
with the crows, and
so
yeah,
that's why I think that was. There's the eye, by the way.
I got
finally
it.
Found it.
It is in black and white.
Yeah, I see what you mean, though. I know it's they put themselves in a.
In terms
but here's
of
the thing, Game of Thrones is a great show. This Yu-Gi-Oh show is been solid, but it's relying on this. Even with the Bran thing,
a great
right?
ending makes it a great show.
Agreed.
Is what you're
but
yeah.
even Game of Thrones, even if you take out the eighth season, and it's arguably the
it's
seventh
10
season,
out of 10.
It's still a nine yeah. easily. Like right, like the character development, you know, some of the twists. Yeah. But that's a good point. I like that. Yeah. That's good.
This is that I. You're gonna have the timestamp if you want to see the scene. I mean, this is right after Zuijo lost to the Dark Meister. I'm not positive the second time it showed up, but I know it showed up a second time. I want
to
say
it was green to me.
It was Yuhi.
What?
No.
But like, what I will say, so when something's in black and white, if it's completely white, it's completely white, right? So yeah, see how there is gray in the eye. So it is a color. We just won't ever know until they show this picture again, right, in black and white, and then they reveal the color, and that's how they're going to reveal like.
I just feel like this has to be something.
It doesn't have to. It'd be one of your 10 most unanswered questions, which has happened, right? Things happen.
Of
like
course,
that. Yeah.
The girl on the phone.
But again, I think Cal agrees too. Like, there's definitely some credence to your theory about this eye being important. I agree with that. But at the same time, they could have just made it like the eye. They could relate to that was your inner self. You're realizing something. You know, you can play it off as that. Now, is that well written? I would rather be something and have a reason, but they don't have to.
Can I say that?
Yeah, no, you're right.
With all of these characters, even in the recent episodes, they're changing as beings when they have these interactions.
Right.
Like Fukumaro gets put in the box with Udius, right? And they're talking in there, and he thought that changed him.
Yeah.
And then Zayat's personality like changes, and then now Zabuas has this like awakening. And even Zuijo went from like being Zuijo to just being like, you know, Yumu's right hand man, and I feel like he's had barely any dialogue since then.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of his duel,
I'm trying to find the second shot of it to pull it
Dax
up.
Doremi said 114.
I don't know what it is. Is it the eye?
Yeah, great find, Dak.
Nice job, Dak.
Okay. Dak, could you send that to me on Discord just so I can save it on my computer
Discord,
real quick?
Please.
Thank
Discord.
You, Dak. So we'll put it up. I mean, it's basically the same shot just with Yuhi and, you know, I don't know.
Just another Yuhi Zuijo connection?
You could say that it's supposed to represent the Dark Meister. I mean, that was before the official Yuumu reveal, but I don't know. I don't know. It's very, very interesting to me.
Yeah, because if in theory that is just Yuumu's eye, right? We'll just say if that becomes the... The knowledge is like, oh, it actually was just Yumu's eye, right? And
it's the exact same.
It's definitely
image
the exact same.
Just replace Zuijo and Yuhi. Put them next to each other. Yeah. It's just Weijo and Yui seeing the same.
But
why are those two the ones that see it?
I don't know, dude. They're connected in so many weird ways, the two of them. But if they say that was Yumu's eye, right?
Yeah.
Then still, who is like this greater power talking to Sibuis then? And how, like...
Again, I think whether it's Otis, whether it's, you know, this another being, the creator, whatever, you obviously that it just is definitely related to what is going to finish up, you know, the last two arcs of this show. But again, I get worried. I was less worried, and as we get more information, and I see Yumu faltering, and I see the possibility of it being Yuhi, and I see the possibility, it's the same.
It's nearly the exact same image.
And look exactly where they are, two position.
Yeah.
They're positioned all that, like, the edge of the eye looking up at it. Right?
Well, this is one where they definitely took the Zuijo, put him off the screen. And then
you got to save some budgeting sometime, man. You got to save some. But, yeah, it's... I'm getting more and more concerned about how we're going to wrap up the Otis stuff and the crate and all this stuff. So,
of course.
Yeah. I because, again, a couple weeks ago, I was like, yeah, it'll be fine. Now I'm, like, starting to, as we get closer, I'm like... What are we gonna do? Like I'm almost like excited too, like an excitement and like an anxiousness. Like, all right, what are we?
Yeah,
how are we gonna do this? Like, what's gonna happen? You know, which is exciting because it makes me look forward to each week and, you know, the next episode that comes out.
I felt that way with the end of all the shows ever since I started like covering Yu-Gi-Oh, like Arc 5, and that broke my heart in a lot of ways.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever done this, but what, I don't know if you have a video, which show is the best ending? Because I'm trying to think, like, truth, like, the best.
Well, it's debatable.
Not just the best, like, ceremonial duel, because I would go DM immediately, just because the nostalgia for me, right? That's what I would go. DM is by far my favorite.
I think DM has a very strong ending. Yeah. I think it has
overall
a very strong
ending, though, like, what, like, I'm trying to think, like, what is my favorite ending?
Yeah, for me, it would be either, either 5Ds or Zexal.
Yeah, 5Ds is really.
But DM
good.
Is also very strong.
Brains is too fast and just.
I thought you liked rushed. The 5 ending.
Well,
GX. You know what? It's GX. It's funny. GX ending is not bad.
GX
right?
ending is fine.
It's
yeah,
not bad.
It's fine.
DM's pretty good.
I would argue every single Yu-Gi-Oh has had a good or better ending, except Arc 5.
Yeah.
I
you
would
even give it to Vrain.
I would even now. I made a video. I made a rant video. Vrain season 3 was a disaster,
yeah,
and it was.
It was.
But
they still the way
those
they
last three duels and how it ended for Yusaku, Soulburn, and Revolver.
Yeah.
Was as almost
Everyone
as good as you could ask
that
for.
I got forgot about. Yeah.
And that was
that
was Gallup.
That yeah. last those like last three episodes, like you said, like if there was a good meat and potatoes in the middle, like. When,
oh, I was capable.
Like before
instead
it,
of just fast killing off
yeah,
all the characters.
Yeah, like, and like
back.
Spectre being killed off screen. Like, you know, just
right,
like,
right.
It's like yeah, there was so much.
It was 18
that,
episodes.
Yeah, so much that led up to it was bad. And then you have these three episodes and you're like, wow, if the stuff before it was better, this would hit even more.
Yeah, and
it was still a good way to end it.
I give Vrains a little bit of grace as well because it really should have had another 24, 26 episodes had it ended in March instead of September.
Other than 7, it's the shortest Yu-Gi-Oh, correct?
Yeah.
But by at least 20 episodes.
By at least 26
yeah,
episodes,
that's,
yeah.
That's even in just pure plot. That's so much. That's a whole extra arc.
Of course,
plus,
of
right?
course,
you get so much more information.
Well,
you know?
I mean, think about Vrains. It was an 18 or 17 episode final season. Think about if it was a 40 episode final season. How much
it
more
could have been dangerous?
Of course, it could have been insane. You could have brought back all the fallen Ignis as humans, and you know, had them. And,
that'd
and
be cool.
There's so much you could have done.
We got to rewrite it.
So yeah, I mean, it's not even about really. Well, they didn't do that for Vrains either.
Exactly.
There is, you know, it's not even. I have a video that I've been working on.
Nice.
There is no show that has been more
mistreated
yeah. and disrespected than the Vrains show, and it's not even close.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
I like that.
I know some people will say Arc 5.
And somehow that's the one that pulled me in.
Yeah. No, pulled a lot of people in.
Again, and I said this, Cal, I rewatched Vrains for a second time like in the past, like a couple months ago.
The topic is just so good, too.
It is. Like it's. I can see why it pulls you in, right?
Yeah.
Again, it has its flaws and stuff, but I can see why. Like, just even like the aesthetic of it. It's aesthetically pleasing. You know, the animation for that was.
But
good.
The concept
yeah.
of like going into like the range
VR.
And the
yeah,
AIs
and
stuff like that.
The timing
like,
of it too.
Yeah.
Right? We have AI now. There's virtual reality devices.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it fit the timing.
It fit the time. Something else I want to talk about, really important. What did you make of the Chupitaro room search?
Why? Why'd you? I was trying. I was doing my
best. Did you hear Uemu's comment about it?
No.
She was like, oh, I must have had a blind eye to this spot or something like that.
Oh, she did. I couldn't figure out why you'd be here.
You know? That was actually the first time. Genuinely, I did feel a little bad for Chupitaro.
Yeah?
I felt a little bad for him at the end when he was just looking like defeated. He's trying to, you know, all these goons rush into his apartment. You know, he's a weird guy, but yeah. I did feel a little bad for him because he does deserve a little bit of privacy. If Uemu, Hizuijo, and these weird, freaky dark men zoom into my, you know, basement down here, I'm gonna be a little ticked off.
Yeah.
So I did empathize with them. But how about Sabuis blowing in Udius's mouth?
Well, weird. And Udius is like, oh, and then Sabuis found Udius. Udius was never going to be able to hold that.
Yeah, I don't think he needed to blow in his mouth figure out even.
That was weird.
Found Udius.
It reminds me of Lance Stevenson blowing in LeBron James' ear.
The picture.
Yeah.
And LeBron just going, you know. That's what it reminded me of.
Like, let's be honest. Like, Sabuis doing that, you knew it was Udius. Like, there was, you didn't, we weren't, I, that was not necessary.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone tells you, it wasn't necessary.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I will say that whole apartment seize was actually very, very funny for me.
It was comedic.
The dog walking away, some Neanderthal is just there, and Booyah starts like.
Yeah, shaking. shaking the cat. I was like, oh my God. That was actually
a really funny scene.
I thought
scene.
It was hilarious. Yeah. I actually thought that was comedy that really hit me.
Yeah, it was especially for like what was going on. I'm like, yeah, that made me laugh a little bit. That was good.
Well, it makes sense because they're doing this big like search, so it makes sense for them to do like a seize on an apartment where they look at everything. And
Well, what about the fact that when Sabuis says, "Up, found Udius," Chupitaro looks shocked that it's Udius in the costume.
Good for Chupitaro.
I don't know.
Bro.
I don't know if you Chupitaro saw his face.
I don't think he was selling.
No, I don't think he was selling.
He forgot it was Udius.
He goes and found Udius, and his face is like.
He had an awakening, remember, in season one, he like fell in love, maybe it was the start of season two, he like fell in love with Udius when Udius was playing Meek-chan.
He was the only one that was nice because Udius is nice to everybody.
Well, and he was dressed as Meek-chan.
That doesn't, that's probably more.
I mean, listen, you know, I will never
that's
look
his eternal friend.
I will never take Chupacabras serious. Like, if somebody says, wow, apparently a Chupacabra just like, killed, you know, all these cows because that's what they do.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just think of Chupitaro doing it. Like, I can't take it serious. He's ruined Chupacabras for me. He's ruined. While George Jersey has enhanced the legacy of the Jersey Devil, Mitsuko has enhanced the legacy of the Flatwoods Monster. The Mad Gasser that walked on the street that Epoch wanted to duel, but Udius said, "Ah, let's ignore him." Enhanced the legacy of the Mad Gasser of Mattoon. Chupitaro brings down the legacy of the Chupacabra for me. So I'll never be able to take them seriously anymore. So that's something bad that happened.
I'm just going to say yes. And just
he will be a top 10 disappointment because he ruined the Chupacabra.
Just be careful around Chupacabras if you ever come into one, all right?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said all that.
If he wastes a spot on my top 10 disappointments list, would that annoy you?
That would be a disappointment in itself.
Put yourself on there, too. That's why another disappointment. Oh, geez, that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. But overall, man, three more really good episodes.
And how many episodes until the finale? Sorry to cut you off.
Should be 128, I think.
So we got four.
I just feel like these were, while there were duels, and even like some of the duels started really quick, there was so much plot behind it, too. I felt like these episodes were juicy with just like information.
Yeah, they were very juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this? How about
this? It's just Neanderthal slapping Monobu in the face.
Guy's got Neanderthal smacking Monobu around. Hello?
It was when he was looking for the eye. That's just where he paused.
Summaries. That's exciting.
That's what I'm like.
Let's
do we do that
Go
next
right
or we do some donations and supers?
No,
first?
Right. I want donos. I want the meat.
Well, give the spoiler.
Oh.
Spoiler. We are about
spoiler
to read
summaries,
the summaries for 125, 126, 127. Do we have a name for 128?
Yes.
And the name of episode 128.
Try not to read these. I'm just screenshot. Don't read them.
I can't read them. You think I have that good vision?
Yes.
You're crazy. No, I wear glasses and contacts. I can't see.
Heard that. I have to wear my contacts tomorrow.
Golf?
Wedding.
Oh, you told me. Yep.
Yeah,
yep,
my buddy
yep.
from college.
Cool. Very nice.
But like, you know, when you're on the dance floor, glasses on, you get hit in the head. Yeah. They fall. They break.
Why are you getting hit in the head in the dance floor? I don't know, but I understand the.
Well,
the
you never, you know, drunk
the
people
way
on
you
a dance. Well,
I don't know the way Cal dances.
Drunk people on the dance floor is what I mean.
Send me a video of you dancing. That'd be fun.
You don't. I don't think you'll know a single person there.
That's exactly why I want to get a video of you dancing. See you in your element.
In my element.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't worry. You'll see it. You'll see it eventually.
Set. Oh yeah.
You'll see it. You'll see it twice next year.
Oh God. The first one's going to be funny.
The second one's going to be great.
Oh, Jesus. That's going to be...
We're going to take it to a whole nother level.
What does that even mean, man? Oh my. What is this guy talking... Do you know what this guy's talking about?
No.
I was just, no. Not even trying.
I mean, I have to take like a hip-hop class or something.
I really should learn how to dance. I think it's not a bad idea.
Are you and Nicole going to take dancing lessons for
your
first
dance? She
doesn't
want to now. I was like, all right.
I could teach you guys for cheap.
No, that's.
I've been to like 45 weddings. I know.
You know. No,
I've practiced.
That's not how it works. No.
Yeah, no, it is.
You just said you need to take a class. Now you're saying
on hip hop dancing. I didn't say on wedding dancing.
So you're a waltz dancer. Is that what you do?
Yeah. I could do any of them. The salsa.
That's a diff.
Okay.
I'm talking about slow dance.
Boom,
the salsa's not a slow dance. Spoilers again.
Boom.
Let's
okay,
go.
These are new to me. I genuinely,
new
these are brand
us,
new to me.
Yeah,
I will read 125, Cal 126, Judge 127. All right.
It. Yeah.
This is the end of the third to last arc. Holy shoot. Okay. Episode 125, Road Holiday.
Uh-oh.
Yuumu has finally obtained Monster Reborn. Yuhi wants to stop her from erasing her own memories and becoming Otis, but Zayat's brutally honest opinion destroys his soul.
God.
Yeah.
She says that his current outfit is too stupid, so he must buy some new clothes before dueling Yuumu.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you know what that is? That is the calm before the storm.
I agree, and I'm glad it's
that's what it is.
There
and give us three episodes of meat.
But isn't it such a? Oh
well, you
God.
Know what?
No way
I
say it's going to be nice.
You know what? I will actually because I know the immediate reaction there is more negative, and I do get it.
Yeah,
I've actually enjoyed seeing the dynamic kind of bloom a little bit between Yuhi and Zayat. So I'm happy it's with those two.
No, I agree with that. I wasn't even a test on that. It is a fill, but that's fine. It's more so that this is the most true thing I've ever heard. Right. Is you start dating somebody, in this case, not dating, like you meet a friend, and they wait. What?
Well, you're implying that maybe they're
that the 100% like, and they say, oh, you know, that's how you dress. You can wear that. Then they start picking out your outfits and stuff, and they change our wardrobe. Yeah, that's definitely
so. Yui and Zayat might be an item.
I mean, I don't think we're gonna do that in this show. But it's just funny how like. Women always want to pick out. Does everyone want to pick out your clothes or anything? Like outfits or they give
she,
you ideas.
She sometimes has some statements
yes.
for outfits. I
she
have
makes suggestions.
Wait. The reason she makes suggestions is Dylan. You can't wear graphic tees everywhere. That's the problem.
Well, why not? Pete too. He has a lot of graphic tees.
He's more lost than you. I don't know when it comes to clothing. Now,
I have a ton
good.
Of graphic tees too.
Pete,
but I don't wear them everywhere.
Yeah, Pete's style. It's your choice of when to wear them.
Sometimes I'll wear them and have dress pants on.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
Or how about this? A nice button up with like
sweatpants.
Like yeah. Pete has good style.
Yeah, that's the
like,
that's the
I should I retract my statement. Pete has better style than you,
oh,
but he does
on.
Have a lot of graphic tees. That but he knows when to wear them. Like he wears them in the podcast when we're going.
He's got to wear a Brock Purdy jersey
when we're going to Atlantic City or like to dinner or like somewhere. Right, he wears something nice. You're wearing a freaking Yu-Gi-Oh t-shirt.
Yeah, but he is Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything.
I understand he's Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, but that's I'm 2-on-1 here. I'm not gonna win this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But,
you're
but
not wrong.
So you're saying I could learn some things on 125. Now I'm very excited for it.
Yeah.
Because you're saying I might be able to enhance my own game
I
based
think if
on
you
how Zayat
listen to your fiance, you'd be good.
Okay.
How's my fashion?
You have great style. You're fine.
Yeah, no,
you're the most fashionable. You and Nikki are the most fashionable.
Because I kind of wanted to clear out my closet and try again.
I don't have great style either, but I know when to wear things. Like, mm-hmm. I know when to wear, like, I'm going out with Nicole. I'm not wearing, I think I saw you at dinner one time. It was like, I don't think it was Dave Byrne. It was somewhere you were at dinner with Avery. And you were wearing some graphic tee. And I'm like, bro, you're out to bed.
There was one time I went to a wedding in
a
sleeveless white shirt.
That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is. I didn't realize that we were going to a wedding. And we got there, and I had a sleeveless white shirt.
How did you not know you were going to a wedding?
How old were you?
I was tagging along. I was probably about 15. I was tagging along.
That's too old.
No, none of this is true.
I didn't think so. I'm like, this is, you would have told us this is
my first
universe.
Wedding was Uncle Wayne, Barrett Letty. He was my first wedding.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, your style. This will be a good episode for you.
126.
126. Episode 126. Let the living be sealed into light.
Oh boy, monster reborn, baby. Go Ayuga.
Yuumu begins a duel in order to become Otis. Yuumu picks Yuhi as her opponent, but he just can't find the resolve to duel her. This is when Udius volunteers to duel Yuumu in his place.
For three straight arc finales?
What is Udius going to do to stop Yuumu's plan?
Maybe three straight arc finales, Udius Yuumu?
I don't know about that.
Wow.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, let's see.
Well, Dredge, why don't you read 127?
Exactly. Give it to me.
Give it to me.
Episode 127, Let the Dead Rise from Darkness.
Uh-oh. Which is, by the way...
What?
You got that, right?
It's the opposite of the
It's the opposite of Let the Living Be Sealed into Light. Yes, yeah. That's clever.
Udius is desperately fighting to prevent Yuumu from becoming Otis.
Go, Udius.
He manages to outwit Yuumu and land a direct attack.
Udius.
He thinks that he has won.
He's done it.
But when the smoke clears... He sees Yuhi there with his dual disc out. Yuhi has moved Yuumu out of the way and is now facing Udius. His eyes are filled with strong resolve.
Whoa. He's going to steal it from her.
We kind of said that. Yeah.
That's where it was
headed.
Say it's
in his head.
But that's where it was headed.
Yeah.
And there were sprinklings of it.
Sprinkles.
There were sprinklings of it. And 128, unfortunately, we don't have the summary.
What's the title?
And we're probably not going to get the summary for that until 127 airs.
You have a title,
though? We do have a title. The title for 128 is Carve a Road Through It All and Press Onward.
Good God.
So
that could be anything.
Yeah, that's very Yuga.
It is Yuga.
Question for the chat and for the two of us with that title.
What's
the percentage odds that Yuga shows up?
85%.
I didn't finish my sentence. 85%.
I'd say 60%.
I would have said 75. So
right, honestly, 100%.
With a name like that, that's Yuga.
But it's an Odo. That's why I could see it not being
fair.
Yuga.
But yeah,
and they'd have to explain it.
Well, what if he just shows up at...
When does Yuga always show up? The last episode, they make him work every time.
We think that he's in another dimension.
Really?
Well, why do we think
that? Really, we're
going
to go there? Really?
I don't know.
Come on.
Those episode summaries are crazy.
Yeah.
They're very exciting.
126, 127 is
But man, how many duels can you get between the Odos and Udius?
Yeah, a lot.
I mean, really, since the Udius Quaiduel stuff has ended, this has been every arc finale. Yeah. And like... But that's why I'm telling you, man, I mean, think about it. You can't do this for the next two arcs. You're going to do it five arcs in a row. There's no way. There's got to be another threat here. Yeah. There has to be. Yeah.
Otis.
Sure.
Would you be okay if Otis was like a villain for the next two arcs, the last two arcs?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
If we got information about him.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Oh, Christ. That's crazy. The way that's... I mean, you could see it coming though, right? Like especially when you hear in 126 summary, right? You go, you say thing five in a row, like three in a row, like what this to say? And it's almost like, yeah, they're gonna throw you a little
curveball.
Well, they did that as well. Like remember the start of the duel, and of course it ended up being Yuumu taking over for Yuga.
Mm-hmm.
But the start of that duel, you know, was Yuga and Yuhi.
Do you know what I just thought of?
What?
We're not going to be able to do a pod for 126 right away.
Oh, you're
right. Yeah, we'll be away.
Hey, Dill, bring the setup. Bring the setup. We're doing it.
Right on the beach.
Yeah, I thought of that. We're going to have to just like, wow, that's
going
to hurt.
We are going.
Well, what isn't the worst, though, a double feature of 26-27 isn't the worst
it's
idea.
It's not the worst, but I will also see if. Maybe oh no because we get back and then I do a 24-hour Bloodborne
stream.
Yes, you do,
sir.
Yeah, and I have a wedding that Friday.
You got nothing. Yeah, well, that's why when you told me you do the 24-hour, I was like, does he know we? Can't, there's no way we're doing the podcast on like unless you do it
on the 24-hour stream.
If truthfully, Dill, if you, I don't know.
Well, what were you gonna say?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'll think about it. And I'll get back to you. I'm like, how we can make it work? Crazy, right?
Well, we booked this trip 8 months ago.
And someone couldn't make it. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know.
I'll be there.
People
won't
watch this, so it's fine. But
I
know. That's why I said it.
But yeah, you know, this is very exciting.
Oh yeah,
very very exciting.
I'm not as much as I know you're I'm not as excited for 125. I am excited to see Zay at Yuhi because obviously that's what's gonna that's the final straw.
Zay,
whatever
in his
Zay
head,
and
man.
Yuhi talk about is the reason 127 happens. The yeah. reason that's like whether Yuhi was thinking about it, whether Yuhi knew it. That I think you're gonna get one scene in 125 where all five of us when we sit down are gonna go. That was exactly when. You know, Yuhi decided he needed. That's what he was.
I think Yuhi's gonna hint at it in 125.
Yeah, 100%.
Because like it says even in the summary, like it says he wants to stop her from erasing her own memories, and then it says he needs to get a new outfit before dueling Yuumu.
And
Zay like,
basically destroys him on his opinion. So maybe that bless you the way he was thinking about it.
But I also think maybe it's Zayat who says you're gonna need to change the way you look before you try to stop, like before you try to duel her, and maybe he just doesn't. Say anything about actually dueling her. It's more about stopping her because he wants to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, going to be good. But yeah, so I'm more... I'm still... Other than that tidbit, like, I may just 125 just have it there and, like, wait for them to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, 126.7 sound...
And 128. Yeah.
Those are
going to
be
good.
Bangers,
128.
Dude.
This is the name, bro. He's showing... I don't care what you want. Like, he's showing up.
You know, somebody said to me on a stream, I believe it was on Monday of this week, they said to me, the summaries and the episode title for 128
yeah.
make it sound like this is the end of
yes,
the show.
Yes, we did talk. I think
it
I mentioned that to you.
And
like
now,
that.
Whoever, you know, the people that said that, I kind of agree with them.
It.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
there were people that actually asked, like, oh my God, is this the end? No, yeah. they would have told us.
Yeah.
It's not the end of
bro,
the show.
Imagine as there's like a 20-week break or something, like a 30-week break.
Well,
no, they wouldn't.
Not only that.
They would have announced it.
I hope.
I'm
the,
confident.
If it was ending right now, I would have been so much higher on Udius being Otis than like just saying maybe it's a theory. Because I feel like he would,
you know,
he could stop us and be like, you know what? I'll do it.
The only thing
like,
that would...
It has to be me. I can live forever.
The only thing that could be bad about like if the show were to end at this 128 episode is if, you know, obviously we're thinking the Otis stuff would be cleared up if it wasn't, right? Because like... This 128, 127 would sound like they could be, and if they execute like that, and then we continue, it's gonna be like a lull almost. Like not that this show's had many lulls in the past, you know, 30 episodes, but it's possible with this banger of a next, you know,
yeah.
four episodes we got coming out.
Well, when Yuga shows up, something else is gonna happen, and then
well, okay,
you'll have to deal
what if
with
Yuga
that.
Doesn't show up in 128? What if
I'd be?
I'm
surprised.
Not prepared for that to happen.
What
I'd
if
be
really
Otis
shows up?
Why is Otis show up though? What reason?
He shows up.
Just shows up.
It's the same guy.
We know he...
When you say show up, do you mean Yuhi becomes Otis?
No.
Or the other Otis?
The Otis from Sevens
the original
finally
Otis
shows
show.
Up, who we have not seen yet. And we know has to be
I
out
mean,
there.
I mean, that would be a freaking curveball.
Unless, you know, Pete's theory of burned up in the hyperspace is true, which would be so dumb
yeah.
if they don't utilize him.
I don't... It's... Again,
and with the Otos and Udius watching on, he takes off the mask.
You just don't want to have to eat the hot wings. That's all it is man, at that point. You know you have to eat a hot mango habanero, that second hottest wing from Bob. You're going to die.
And the whole time it was Gakuto.
Oh, my God. That would be so bad. Holy gosh.
That mask reveal could be. What if he reveals the mask and it's just a character that we have no idea? We have no idea.
Sevens goes the bottom of my rank as Yu-Gi-Oh. Bottom.
Well, no, you got to know
if he's,
the reason.
What if
could
he's,
be his dad.
What if he's
dad.
Yuhi and Yumu's father?
Sure.
Otis.
I don't know. Listen,
we can
this see, is
we
weird.
Can do this for all, we can do this all night.
We could, yeah. and that's the exciting and that's the fun
of
part.
Course.
The scary part is taking a step back from the theorizing and realizing, all right, well, the writing team has to put it together in a way that makes sense, in a way that's fulfilling, and in a way
they
that
literally
like,
could not. I wouldn't. I actually think Go Rush could stand on its own truthfully in a sense, right? You don't need. You could if you think about it. But you could really damage Sevens with how you determine the Otis character, the Otis entity, whatever. You could really hurt that show because that's where it ended, right? Like unless you're gonna tell me Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 is a continuation of Yu-Gi-Oh! Which you got the hands
no.
in your face, which
no.
So it needs to be wrapped up in some way for that ending to make sense. And right now that ending, it's like a cliffhanger ending, right? Who's coming back?
Well, that's the other thing. We don't know who's coming back.
Yeah. Some people think, you know.
Me back.
Jesus Christ.
Otis. It's all on Otis. Hey, the writing team's done a great job so far with Go Rush, so I'm not, you know.
I'm not worried.
I'm more worried just for the long. I'm thinking back to Sevens. Like, I'm just worried about Sevens. I'm more worried more about Sevens than I am Go Rush. And Sevens is over, and it's been over.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
I'm still worried about Sevens.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I trust them for Go Rush. I trust that what they'll do will make sense for Go Rush. I'm worried about it.
You're saying, so basically you're saying
that it's going to wrap up with sevens.
Yeah, like how because again,
it's not going to wrap up with sevens, I think, is the worry. Like, yep, sevens 100%. Is still going unanswered.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Man.
What if the last two arcs of this show is them going to sevens? Like that pod coming down.
Yeah, we discussed that.
I don't think they have enough time for something like that. But
yeah, that'd be tough to pull off, I think. But it would be really cool.
But like, wouldn't they have to link that ending somehow to something in order for Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 not to be a continuation of this?
Well, they can just end it. Right, you talk about cliffhangers. How about Yu-Gi-Oh! Vrains? That ended on a massive cliffhanger with I waking up.
But
you can argue that Duel Links continued the story,
yes,
which it did.
Which
but
helped. But there's also a difference. That's, as you've said, there was multiple filler arc episodes.
And it's a different studio
COVID,
at that point.
Like
for the
COVID,
next show.
There's so much going on, right? It's not right now we're the world's, you know, arguably calm right now. At least for making, you know, I know. Whatever. You're going to give me the look. So there's nothing to they can't make an excuse like, "Oh, you know, we had to cut study." They've had the time. They clearly knew what they were doing. They did sevens. They ended sevens the way they did, knowing that in Go Rush they were going to have to make up for it, explain it. So I understand what you're saying, though, right? With Reigns had a cliffhanger and Duel Links continued. They didn't continue it.
Well,
but again, because of Duel Links, it's okay.
The point I'm
get away
the
with
point
it.
I'm making, which might be misconstrued a little bit, I think Go Rush can end on a weird cliffhanger ending
without
Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 being involved.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, that's
oh, of course,
the yeah,
it can.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That was the point I was making.
What
yeah.
I'm saying is, if that happens though, you've now left Vrains on a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
you left Sevens on a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
are we gonna leave crazy? We're gonna leave Go Rush on a cliffhanger.
Can you
three
argue
Yu-Gi-Oh shows in a row with?
Can't you argue that they left 5Ds a little bit on a cliffhanger when it comes to the main character? Not the
no.
The only one they didn't
no.
show.
No,
it was an interesting choice.
It is, but not. But no.
I think it's a little cliffhangery. We don't know what happened to the main character. We don't know what his future held.
But I think with that,
it's not as big of a cliffhanger as the other shows. But I think there's cliffhanger elements.
Okay. I love how he throws out the line. I don't take it. Starts reeling. Goes, okay, fine. Then he goes for a smaller fish, and there's tons of small fish. But he was going for a big fish. Oh, I'll get the small fish. So then he goes, but so is small. Yes. Okay,
he went from yeah, they're both saying, a banana sundae to this is a vanilla ice cream cone.
Could you make an argument?
Both ice cream.
Could you make an argument that every single Yu-Gi-Oh show leaves on a little bit of a cliffhanger somewhere? Yes, of course you could.
I don't think the original did.
What happened to Kaiba?
What do you mean?
What did he do after that? But that's what you're doing.
He was there. No,
yeah.
No.
But like, what does he do? What is he gonna do? He created, you know, his game. What's he doing next?
Well, you don't need to worry about that.
Why not?
Because they didn't show the far future of any character in that show. It was just it ended right
but
after the ceremonial
GX,
duel.
Though.
Well, we see Kaiba in GX.
We do.
So I don't know what you're.
So
trying.
Wait, but then technically it is a cliffhanger because in GX it's continued, but in that same universe, so we don't know what happened.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. 5Ds, they purposefully showed the future of all the signers, and they didn't show it for the you say.
Because that's not a cliffhanger, though. He based on that duel, based on all the experiences, he was going to do exactly what he needed to do, right? Because
we
he's
hope.
You say. No, we hope. Are
well,
you kidding?
We don't know what happened.
Are you kidding? You're just doing this to just cause. I can't.
He took that bait so hard.
I know,
man.
I did, but still.
All right.
Well, Kyle's great. Ultimate gaslighter. Yes.
There's a lot to talk about.
We just got so off topic, too. It was all about. Somehow it was. All
right.
Otis is going to ruin sevens, and now we got to. Cliffhanger 5Ds, man. It's crazy. It's like, I don't know what we got there.
All right. I want to thank.
Nice.
Elaine, thank you so much for the $2 donation.
Thank
Hi,
you,
Dylan
Elaine.
And crew. These three episodes were good. I don't know who was talking to Sub US when he was knocked out in the duel. Yeah. Maybe Otis or next villain. Agreed. I sent you a picture of the episode on Discord. Can you please look at it and give me your thoughts? All right, let's take a look, Elaine.
What we got?
Okay. <What's that say? laughs> The Migdius Chan, more important than Chupa's life.
The Migdius. So it's clear as day he's talking about
he
Udius.
That's crazy. Dredge, what do you think of this, man?
Wait, why am I the one?
But then why did he give like such a shocked face when they realized
to
it was Udius?
He's a great actor.
You think?
He's acting. He's like, oh my God.
You think he's got a career?
That's well, Mimi, Amanya wouldn't help him. That's for sure. Amanya doesn't help anybody.
I want to see his face in the shocked reaction.
Oh God, you really put this on screen? Full screen? Holy God.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got the... I think it's as simple as this. He's got the hots for Udius when Udius is wearing a sheep outfit. I don't think there's any other way to say it. I think sometimes when you say a sentence that feels weird, you just have to say it as plain and vanilla as you possibly can.
He loves Meegdius.
Correct. Which is Udius dressed as a sheep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are we all in agreement?
It does seem a little sheepish, I agree. Sorry, that joke was bad.
Oh, my God.
Fucking God, that was good. I was trying so hard to keep a straight face. With him talking to me, what I think of it, and you say the fucking sheep joke, oh, I'm dead. I'm so dead. I got to go home.
Now I know why we do Crazy Eights at 8 p.m. Yeah. And not
10 p.m. we're running out of. We all work. You did multiple streams and work. He worked all day. I worked all day.
Which episode is Meek Diaz Chan?
124. The most recent one.
Can you get it right so that I don't keep clicking on the wrong thing?
Okay. Solid snack. Thank you so much for the $2 donation. Hey, Dill, glad to catch a special Friday stream. Love these episodes, especially the last one. One of my favorite eps in Rush anime so far. I think this cemented Yuna as my favorite character. Hope we can talk soon. We definitely should talk soon, Sora, and catch up. Listen, I said during the second season that Yuna was certainly in the conversation for best girl in Yu-Gi-Oh! This was another really, really good episode for her, and it shows, you know, I also just loved her, like, even tearing up. As soon as she saw Yuga's photo. I mean, it was no doubt to any of us what Yuga meant to her. But, like, as we're looking at Meegdius Chan.
I want to see his reaction.
Okay, let's take a look. I'll comment it the best I can. So we just tell everybody to search for Dimamu.
And Ronron.
Uemu and...
See, that was a blind spot for me. Yep.
Wait, I want to watch this.
Udius's mouth is open.
He blew right in his mouth.
He blew right in his mouth.
See? He's like, Chupa?
Yeah. Well, I think he's maybe surprised Udius. Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm not your mommy.
That was a good fake out.
Yeah.
It's, imagine thinking you found the right person, then it's freaking Monobu. Dude, how disappointing that is.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's just Monobu.
Dude,
oh, my God.
Yeah. That was,
yeah. Nah, Goa Yun is great, Sora. He's really good.
Yep.
Lorena, thank you for the $2 donation.
Thank you,
I think the creator is doing something with the Dark Men. Either that or it's somehow the real Otis doing it and no one is trying to become Otis is actually Otis. I think we're building up to Otis's true identity. Why else would you do all of this? I'm in full agreement with Lorena.
Yeah.
I still think that, like, Otis is going to be a big... The one from Sevens is going to be a big character in the show.
Has to be.
Like
imagine Otis never came back the rest of the show.
It could happen.
It would be awful. Sure, yeah, I guess good. All right, that's fair. As long as we're in greens. I'll take one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just supers now. I think I did all
of yeah, you're good. Yep. Cal, you want to do it? You want me to?
I can do it if you want.
You got it. You have a better voice than me anyway.
Before you do that, Cal, I do want to see what people thought.
On the poll?
Regarding
Pokemon Go to the polls.
124. Cal, do you want to read it?
60% great. 30% good. I believe that says 5% decent and 4% bad.
Yeah.
Leaving 1% for the milk.
90% thought it was good or great. I think that's fair.
His computer.
Yeah, I don't know how you're
trouble seeing it.
I can't read that review.
I took a guess. Yeah, but yeah, good or great. I feel like that's the ballpark.
Said. Yeah.
And that's the ballpark you shoot for. Ramen Fist has been a member at Raw Yellow for 23 months.
Thank you, Ramen Fist
simply said, almost 2 years. Crazy.
It is crazy. And you know, I say it all the time. The people that are channel members, the people that are, you know, patrons pretty inactive. It's only up to $5 now a month. It's been that way for a little bit. Unless you're like, you've been grandfathered in. I know Elaine was still a $40 tier, which I really do appreciate. Channel members, subs on Twitch, those consistent, like, long like commitments, 23 months is a crazy long time. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'm happy you've enjoyed the content on this channel for that long to stay here. Yeah. So seriously, Ramen Fist, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Ramen. We got $2 from Tyler DeBoer.
The Mitsuko man.
The Mitsuko man.
And Tyler said, these episodes, not convinced the timeline has changed.
I would agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, that's
he looks at 122, and he sees that the great manga king, Lug, drew
Luke
a picture
man,
that
Tiger.
Looks very similar to the Sevens Road book, and then at the end,
Tiger and Luke Man.
Yeah. So, like, it makes sense. It's a different timeline.
I don't know.
Where'd
those memories come from?
But even, we haven't even talked about this at all. How about Goha Corporation completely taking over hostily all these companies, the city, and
that makes so much sense for Sevens.
And what's the one company so much sense for Sevens? And what's the one company that did not really falter even when Goha was expanding and taking over? Kamijo.
Kamijo
decides, hey, we're not gonna go under you, and it still looks like they're gonna prosper.
Yeah.
Whereas the Matsuba company is done.
What is Kamijo making in Sevens? It's not Gears. What are they making in Sevens?
No, they're making
They made something different.
No, they were Gears.
It was Gears.
But they had the watches, like the Gears
the
to make
watches.
The watches.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay. Yeah.
But I mean that.
Now they're making Gears with anime on it.
Yeah.
Them still being successful and not going under the Goha umbrella checks out. And everybody else going under the Goha. That's why MIK is gone, right? In Sevens. Mm-hmm. It got dissolved in Go Rush. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's cool. Mm-hmm. And it makes you think. Hey, we're still on track to get to that Sevens timeline.
Yeah.
I agree with them.
And those drones in Go Rush are like military drones.
Well, they're a lot. I think Colin said it. They're a lot more terrifying than the Sevens ones. Yeah, and Kaizo. Yeah,
100%.
For sure. Thank you so much, Mitsuko man.
We got $5 Australian from Electric Kevin.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Who do y'all think would win a duel between Jim Crocodile Crook and Sora Purse?
I don't know, the only one who could answer it.
It's got to be Crocodile Cook just by the name.
Just by the names, I got to say it's Sora. So, it's definitely not Crocodile Cook.
So I do like that Kevin back-to-back times has given an Arc 5 character in the hypothetical. It means I'm the only one that can answer it, which
I
appreciate.
It's almost like he doesn't want our opinion.
Well, I appreciate it. So I don't think it's that. I think he's very curious. I am going to go ahead, and I'm going to pick Sora. I'd pick Sora.
I don't even know when I pick Sora. That's how you should know.
Yeah, I'd pick Sora. Sora and Shun had some great duels. Remember, I mean, they both drew blood against each other in the duels they had. And Sora, I think, is a very, very elite-level duelist.
Really?
Okay. Nothing against Crocodile Cook,
but he's
not in the same level
as
Sora. Yeah, exactly. No. Exactly.
Fair.
I'm pulling for the Crocodile anyway.
He's got if you tell me who's got the better name.
Well, that's what I'm rooting for.
Jim Crocodile Cook. Who's got the better aesthetic is tough because Sora loves candy. That's like his whole theme. Jim Crocodile Cook's got a freaking crocodile on his back. Who like is a nice crocodile.
But is it realistic for you to have a crocodile on your back or eating candy?
Probably the crocodile.
Well, we're judging the cooler aesthetic.
Oh, I thought we were saying what you could do.
No, come on. We're judging the cooler aesthetic. So it's tough. I
still think candy's better.
You know what? I'd give it to the crocodile.
Wow. Yeah.
Because Sora's just got a lollipop. If he's carrying around a bag of Swedish fish, I'd probably give it to him. But he's
Yu-Gi-Oh character holding a bag of Swedish fish.
Well, he's holding like a blow pop or a Tootsie Pop.
In a while, crocodile.
If you think of another, just go to that. I can't.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. We got $5 from Ice Aiden.
Ice Aiden.
Pressure.
Thank you, Ice.
Down on me. Hello, Yugi Bros. The newest episodes were really good. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Literal same boat. We're
right there with you. I am very excited for especially the way it looks like this arc is going to end. A lot of action. A lot of stuff's got to happen. Yeah. Going to go out with a bang.
Here we go. Jumping around. Yeah, I'm very, very excited to see what comes next.
You're going
to
want to do the podcast.
I probably will, but I don't think we can.
We could make it happen.
Hey, there is potential, though, that we could all watch it together while we're away.
That'd be cool.
Thursday evening's the only realistic time. And we're just getting back. Yeah.
Depends on what time you leave.
Yeah, you know.
And then Friday I have to go to Pennsylvania.
I'll do a 24-hour stream. We'll figure it out. We'll keep you guys updated. Yeah. I'm not worried about it.
What time are you starting that stream Friday? Like 8 o'clock? I feel like you usually do like 8 to 8.
Are you off that day? You working?
I'm working. 8 to 8.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Bloodborne 24-hour stream.
You're crazy.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that.
I love those games.
I may be able to watch in the morning.
I didn't say you didn't love it. I still don't know how you do it.
It's challenging. It's about challenging not only the body, but the mind. Now, a lot of people think about the...
You think you can beat that game in 24 hours? Or
I don't know. A lot of people... I platinumed the game.
I understand
game
that.
I know the game like the back that's of new. My hand. A lot of people think the challenging part is the body, right? You're getting tired. What do you put in the body as fuel? Do you put some caffeine
in
there? No,
yours is your mental.
But the biggest challenge is the mental, the mind.
Yeah.
Can I beat this game? Can I beat Vicar Amelia? Can I beat the blood-starved beast? Can I beat the cleric beast? Wait, I can't beat the cleric beast because then Nick T is going to come over, walk in here,
and
you know, life's good.
To beat the cleric
and he's
going
to attempt to beat the cleric beast with my character, who's going to be way too overleveled for the cleric
and
beast.
Still lose.
And then if Nick T takes an hour to beat the cleric beast with a character that should have beaten the cleric beast 15 hours ago, now that sets me back a major way. So that's all in the mind as you're playing. Well, I got to get to this point so that if Nick T sucks, we'll be okay. Or maybe Nick T will be good. Maybe I don't need to, you know, it's
the
mental.
Why is he going on a rant right now?
Well, because I'm trying to relate to you,
Relay better, yeah.
That it's the mental that you got to be worried about.
I feel like he's nervous and he's speaking out his nerves.
Oh, it could be.
I'm not nervous. I'm very, very.
You know what's funny? You see how he's, it's true though. You are nervous, but not at all about your own gameplay. Has nothing to do with
you. You're worried about Nick T.
You're worried about Nick T. Mind you, let's be honest. Is Nick T actually going to show up?
I think so.
If you had to give me a percent on, truthfully, well, how much chance?
75.
Really?
I was going to say 78.
I was going to give it 60.
Yeah, I think I'll show up.
I mean, at least 3%.
My character, that cleric beast, it's the first boss. It's an optional boss. Nick T's going to, I'm going to have a character that will hopefully beat it in like 6 hits. There's no way Nick T can't beat it.
Yes, there is. He's not good at those kind of games.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. I'm nervous.
There it is.
Yes.
Ice
Aiden, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you, Ice Aiden.
And we have Pick Rick, who has been a member at Slifer Red for 29 months. Yeah. And Pick Rick said, Yuna apparently had contact fusion all along.
So, Pick Rick, my thoughts on Yuna and now these dark men utilizing contact fusion. The Dark Meister is supplying it.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident on that.
Has to be.
Remember, Yuna and Yuumu now are in major cahoots. Mm-hmm. Yuumu is allowing Yuna to take over the city with her help by using the dark matter to, you know, move processes quicker. I think the very simple answer in canon that makes the most sense, Yuumu gave her the ability to contact fuse.
Has to be. Yeah. Nothing else would really fully make sense, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, so she did have those two monsters prior to the contact fusion.
Yep.
But I guess the monster that she fused into just has that ability to, you know, you can contact fuse to get into that monster.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could have been, how many times have we seen that, right? We've seen it with Yusei where, like, the deck unlocks a new potential because of some outside power. Yusei's over Axel Synchro.
So freaking good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That song? The insert
clear
song?
Mind, dear, Clear Mind, God. By Masaaki Endo. Well, and then you can't forget Yusei by Levi. You also can't forget Yusaku no Melody. Forever, my friend.
Oh, is that for Yusaku?
No. That's 5Ds. That's at the
Which
end
one?
When Yusei walks into the garage. When Aki walks into the garage and Yusei.
And they like hold hands. Like,
they hold hands, you know, very lovingly. And
no,
then they're
not a couple.
Do they kiss in that scene?
I don't remember, do they?
We've never discussed, not on camera.
They didn't kiss.
Love they absolutely did. So I have a full, I'm not even kidding, 10-minute video.
I know there is. I watched
explaining
it.
To you, happy Valentine's Day.
Still don't believe it.
Really? Yeah. You saw the way they disembraced their hands?
Yeah.
It was like they were dancing and everybody's eyes were on them.
Do I want to say that? No, never mind. We're not on After Dark. Yes, sir. I will check it out.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I truly did watch it, yeah. I don't agree. I don't think they kissed.
Okay, so I'm not claiming that they kissed for 20 minutes.
I know.
You know. But you realize, have you ever been that close face to face with someone?
I have, and I have not kissed them.
But in
a mind game.
In a dimly lit garage, you're both smiling. Dimly lit garage.
It's not an After Dark. I can't.
I'll be honest. You may never have been in that situation. Dimly lit garage.
Specific situation.
You're about to leave town.
If your question is.
Actually, I have been, we kissed.
If your question is if I've ever been in a dimly lit garage, about to leave town with a woman that close to them. I never had that situation, but I've had situations that replicate or are similar to that situation.
And were you holding hands with said woman?
Yeah, of course. That's the whole point.
So and you definitely kissed.
No, we did not kiss. No. You don't have to kiss.
You don't have to. I agree. Yeah. Were you leaving town the
first
next day?
Time?
I was going to visit somebody, yes.
Okay.
So I was leaving in a sense.
So that, well, and you know what? What we're talking about right here, this is the beauty of life, right? Everybody's got different experiences. Their paths might be similar on those experiences,
but
that's
same.
What makes us human, and that's yeah. what the journey's all about. So I appreciate both of you guys sharing your side of that. Yeah. But I definitely recommend you check that video out. It was a great Valentine's Day video I did. You say Inaki, you know, we break it down here on the channel.
Yeah.
No, we haven't done it in a while.
What's that?
Dating with Dylan Gredge.
See, I haven't done it in a while.
We haven't done that in months.
We've done that in years. Bro, that was like two or three years ago.
We haven't done it in years.
Hey, who would have thought that both those guys up there giving that advice boom,
would be the ones
engaged,
that are engaged,
bro?
Yeah, I mean, that helps out. Definitely,
something you guys are doing
puts
is right.
On whatever we yeah, said. People got to go back and check. Like, wait, what'd they say?
Something you guys are saying might have been right.
I would love to do.
Nadine is here and said we need a round two of that. Nadine came in just to say we need round two of
that. I don't think we've done one since I've started dating Ivrea.
Probably for good reason. You know?
Yeah, so Delayed, now, if you want advice on how to be single at 30, I can help you out with that.
Oh, God.
I have very good advice, though, with dating and relationships.
You've given me some great advice.
But I'm a coach, not a player. It's just the way, and I don't mean that like I want to be that way, but that seems to have been my role for a while.
Hey, here's the beautiful thing, and I believe it was the words of Fudo,
I can come out of retirement.
You can change your destiny.
Yeah. All right.
Whenever you want.
Right. Unlock your potential.
Hear the call. Don't let it fall.
Unlock your potential.
All right. Well, listen, I'll be honest. You guys are great. I'm so happy that we were able to do this late Friday night stream special.
All caught up,
for
baby.
You guys. We were all caught
over
up.
80 for most of it. Over 80 people watching.
Yeah. Well, listen, which is crazy because it was so like kind of impromptu and late.
You announced it less than 48 hours ago.
Yeah. Really. So, you know, it's great to be back. It's so fun to do this. This is the podcast and stream and video I look forward to the most every single week. I want to thank everybody who donated, everybody who super chatted, everybody who became a channel member. Shout out to Pete and Nick T. You know, they're always helping out with the production. Huge thank you to Calibro and Dredger. We're all very busy. Friday night is the pinnacle of busyness. And the fact that Dredge...
Not at age 30. When I was 21, and age 30 now. And
true.
Engaged now.
True.
And, Friday's my day.
I will say, you came here and you do live a decent bit away.
I live about 25 minutes.
So that is a sacrifice that I do appreciate you making for the podcast. Do you guys want to promote anything? I mean, you guys both do some great stuff.
I might stream tomorrow, but I don't know. I want to stream up there around 2 o'clock. I may do more Master Duel.
Cool.
We'll see. That or I'll do I haven't played the Yu-Gi-Oh! Nuzlocke. Maybe I'll do that. I don't know. We'll see.
And that is twitch.tv/Dredgenator.
You got it. Thank you. Yes.
I got nothing.
Okay. Nick T. Nameling, Pete Clueless Gamers, YouTube. All that stuff
is... Is first in week 2 out?
No,
wait,
I looked during the Black Myth stream.
He might be working on it right now.
Wait. Hold up. Maybe. I'll look later.
All right. I will have a video out tomorrow.
What's coming out?
The 10 characters that will be in Go Rush World. Yeah,
10 you did.
Yeah, it's I'm predicting.
I'll ask you after. I'll ask you
I'm
after
predicting the first 10. Well, you know what? Actually, very quick. I would love for you.
Me? Yeah.
Your first 10.
First 10.
And I can let you know how many I have.
Get better than I do. First 10. Okay, let's do. So first 10. Go Rush World. Udius, Uemu, Yuhi, Zuijo, Manabu, Yuna, Asaka. Ooh, this is where you start to get, you know. I'm missing
tricky.
I'm missing someone good, though, I think. Wait, let me think. Brain racking. Quaidul? That's a terrible one. That's not 10. No way it's that one. That's a terrible pick. Cal, help me out. I need two more. I guarantee you agree with at least the first 7.
Neanderstar?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, Neanderstar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else you got?
Could be Ron, could be Phaser.
Phaser and Tremolo probably. Oh crap. Get rid of Quaidul, but Phaser and Tremolo in there. What do I got? We should have like 8 or 9.
There's 7 or 8.
Wow, who are we missing?
So I have two more.
Does he have Galleon in there?
I think Zion might be one.
I got Galleon in there.
I think Zion might be one.
Oh, Zion's not, but he was late.
Did you say the Lug?
I didn't say Luke.
The Luke?
Luke might be in there.
First five is easy, and then it gets tough.
Yeah. We'll see. Hey, we'll find out tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow at like 10 or 11 a.m., especially if there is a surprise. To me, Seven's World, Mimi being unlockable so early,
surprising.
Made
no sense.
Maybe there will be a surprise.
Maybe
there will be a surprise. If there's a surprise, I hope it's Mitsuko, but...
I know Tyler would be
very I would actually love for Mitsuko to
Chupa,
be playable.
Chupa. Is he the NPC? Or no, that was Kuaitel.
Kuaitel, we know, is definitely the NPC.
Kuaitel has to be an NPC.
He is. They already showed it in the screenshot of the world. Yeah.
Thank God.
All right. That video will be
Tyler
out tomorrow.
Tyler does have Mitsuko in his 10. So.
I don't, just as a spoiler, but I hope she, if there's one I'm wrong, I was wrong on Mimi, I hope I'm wrong on her because I do like her and I'm rooting for Tyler.
Oh, God.
Thank you guys so much. I'm done with streams for the week. We had three today. It was a lot of fun. We'll be back, of course, on Monday. Crazy Eights will be back at its regular scheduled time on Wednesday night at 8. Check out Dredger's Twitch if he goes live tomorrow. And Cal, thank you for joining me.
Of course.
Thank you guys all so much for watching. This has been Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy Eights, episode 122, 123, and 124. Will the real Otis please stand up?
Yeah.
Thank you for watching, and I hope you have
an amazing day.
Take care, guys.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Have a good weekend.